You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Guild Wars developer layoffs hit as Fortnite launches Season 8 by Julie Munsey. Just days after massive layoffs at Activision Blizzard, the developers of Guild Wars announced this week it would be letting go dozens of members of its staff members. But that doesn't mean all the news in the world of video games is bad. Fortnite's new season is here, y'all. Also, Pokemon. What else do you need to know? Read on. ArenaNet lays off much of its staff because this industry is a cavalcade of horrors. In this week's installment of Wow, Layoffs Are Happening at a Frightening and Disturbing Clip in the Video Game Industry, ArenaNet, the developer of Guild Wars and its sequel, has laid off what GameDaily.biz calls a significant number of its staff. The move, a cost-cutting measure, is part of a process that will eventually lead to ArenaNet merging fully with its parent company, NCSoft. Along with the layoffs, unannounced projects at ArenaNet were canceled, though as of press time, no Guild Wars 2 content has been affected. One thing is for certain. The video game industry is going through a significant and painful turmoil, and jobs are as precarious as they've ever been. My heart goes out to everyone affected by this. Perhaps a better industry can be built in the aftermath. The next generation of Pokemon games is coming to the Nintendo Switch. In significantly lighter news, the next generation of mainline Pokemon games will be making its way to Nintendo Switch. Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield will be the eighth generation of core titles in the series and the first to appear on a home console instead of an exclusively portable system. Then again, the Switch is half portable, so it tracks. The normal upgrades expected of a new Pokemon gen are here. New creatures to catch, a new region called Galar to explore, and a renewed graphical style to soothe your Pokemon trainer eyes. The new games don't have a fixed release date yet, but expect them sometime this fall. Fortnite Season 8 brings volcanoes and a ping system. But lo, what light from yonder window breaks? It is a new season of Fortnite, and I'm ready to build. And the light, it turns out, is from all the lava. That's right, the 8th season of the Battle Royale game is here, bringing some routine changes to the map's biomes and some nice ease-of-use changes. There's a volcano vomiting lava all over the map, and now there's a cannon to fire if you're feeling exceptionally piratey. The most notable change, however, is probably the addition of a ping system, like the one used in the juggernaut Fortnite competitor Apex Legends. The new season will let you mark items and points of interest on the map for your teammates to see. Recommendation of the week: Crackdown on Xbox One. Did you know that you can play the original Crackdown on the Xbox One now? Via Microsoft's Backward Compatibility Initiative. It's a remarkable, strange, enthralling little game. Jump around a city as a superpowered cop, fighting crime, slowly cottoning on to the dark satire of the whole thing, where clones of police officers throw their bodies at criminals to maintain what looks to be some sort of weird sci-fi dystopia. It's also a game, largely, about making cool jumps and collecting orbs that make you jump better. They don't make open-world games that feel like this anymore, even when they try to. You could play the new Crackdown 3, but I'd recommend the original instead.